Cornerstone Christian School is producing Disney's Beauty and the Beast for its 25th annual school play, coming to the Moose Jaw Cultural Center's May Wilson Theater for 4 performances from November 9 to 12. "Rehearsals are going great," said artistic director Tanya Johnson. "We have 56 kids from grades 4 all the way through grade 12, and we started as soon as the school year began. We're ready to take it to the May Wilson next week." The play was originally produced by Disney Theatrical Productions and directed by Robert Jess Roth, with lyrics by Howard Ashman, Tim Rice, and Linda Wolverton, and music by Alan Menken. Ticket prices range from $20 to $25 depending on the seats. They can be bought in person or over the phone from the Moose Jaw Cultural Center, or online from sasktix.ca. The Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday showings are at 7 p.m. and the final performance is a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday. "It's a great show, and, the students, have been excited right from the start to do a Disney classic. They've just had so much fun," Johnson said. The principal cast is composed of Belle, alternate, Gabriella Thomas; Belle, alternate, Isabella Adams; Beast, Jaron Dweck; Gaston, Judah Atkins; Mrs. Potts, alternate, Eden Brown; Mrs. Potts, alternate, Rebecca Hansen; Lumiere, Christian Volk; Cogsworth, Isaiah Artavia; LeFou, Asher Brown; Chip, alternate, Priya Schultz; Chip, alternate, Nixon Novak. The full cast and crew of 56 students have all been working hard, putting in hundreds of collective hours to bring Beauty and the Beast to life. Production responsibilities were given to students as much as possible. Adults lending their expertise include producer Wendy Johnner, choreographer, assistant director Jasmine Stevens, guest choreographer Karina Falk, music director Josh Carley, technical director Scott Robertson, and costume director Barbara Slesser. "I like to say the show is a beast for our costumers," Johnson said, "because everyone has to be an enchanted object. It's not like they're just people, they're people who have been turned into a clock or a candelabra, right? So, our costumers have been working night and day to get the show ready, and the costumes are absolutely spectacular. People will not be disappointed. We try to bring a professional caliber to the productions we do." Johnson added that the music, choreography, and special effects are also turning out amazing thanks to the dedication of the students and teachers. "It takes a lot," she explained, "to make a classic live up to expectations. Magical floating roses and spectacular castles don't just happen, so all the contributors deserve credit and thanks." Isaiah Artavia, who plays Cogsworth the Clock, said the production has been challenging at times, but he's proud of how it's shaping up and he's ready for the stage. "I think everyone here is really excited about it," Artavia said. "Cogsworth is such a fun character to play. He gets to be his own self, but he also has this hint of being, like, a master's pet, where he wants to do everything right and perfect so he can get the Beast's approval. So, doing that has been a lot of fun." Jasmine Stevens teaches grade 7 to 11 English at Cornerstone and is the choreographer and assistant director for Beauty and the Beast. This production is significant for her because she worked on the same production 10 years ago as a student. "This is a special one," she said. "I'm an alumna of Cornerstone, and this was the first play that I choreographed 10 years ago. It's really cool to be able to do it a second time, now as a teacher." Stephen said she's seen a lot of mentorship during production, with older students offering guidance, tips, and support to their younger peers. "That generosity has helped to bring the cast and crew together to make the show more collaborative and co-created. I think the audience is in for a really beautiful show. We've got some talented kids who have worked really hard and are prepared to just dazzle people. I think they're going to see magic and excitement and the true meaning that beauty is inside."